An equal rights ordinance that divided Anchorage politics before failing in a ballot vote is expected to sail through the city's assembly this week. The ordinance was originally introduced by South Anchorage Assembly member Bill Evans and modified with input from downtown's Patrick Flynn. It adds sexual orientation and gender expression as categories under which city residents are protected from discrimination in housing, at work, or at public facilities. Evans works as an employment lawyer and says he's seen a small number of discrimination cases the new law would cover. But because gender and sexuality aren't currently categories, when incidents happen, they don't get reported.
The intent was to make a statement about what is appropriate or inappropriate in our community. And that statement is the idea that in Anchorage in the 21st century, discriminating against a person on the basis of their sexual orientation or their gender identity is not acceptable.
The modified version of the ordinance leaves in language for what are called ministerial exemptions, basically a way of giving some latitude to religious institutions in employment issues. Some feel the exemptions go too far, others not far enough. Though public testimony at tomorrow's assembly meeting is expected to be heated, most of those watching city politics and counting votes expect the measure to pass overwhelmingly. If so, Anchorage will become the first city in Alaska to put full protections for gender and sexuality into law.